Good afternoon. Such a beautiful day here in the greater Oklahoma City metropolitan area. Good to see everyone online this morning. Thank you for tuning in. I'm just humbled and privileged that you chose to take time out of your day to hear something that I might have to say. And so if you haven't noticed, I love what I do. I love this time of getting online and, you know, just giving some free information, some free knowledge to both my clients and you who may possibly be my potential clients. So again, welcome to this edition of Tax Talk with Brother Juan. As you just saw, we are talking about tax planning tips for coaches, consultants, and solopreneurs. It's never too early to think about tax season, right? So extensions were due just last week. Last Friday was the last day for extensions. So, of course, the IRS continues to accept e-filings through the middle of November before they shut the operations down. But I love what I do. I love what I do. Trust and believe that. So let's go ahead and get started. Again, I am Brother Juan. This is Tax Talk with Brother Juan. I am Juan P. Barrientes, the second, the owner of Next Step Financial Partners Tax and Accounting. I help coaches, consultants, course creators, and solopreneurs increase revenue by an average of 30% with financial accounting and tax planning so that you can empower your clients to achieve their goals, grow your business, and fulfill your purpose. Tax Talk with Brother Juan is our purpose is designed to help you navigate your biz to be more profitable. And so again, welcome to this edition of Tax Talk with Brother Juan. Tax planning tips for coaches, consultants, course creators. Let's get right into it. I don't know if anybody's ever really thought about the difference between being self-employed and having a business. When you're self-employed, you own a job. You own a job. And so what I want a lot of us to do over the course of time is to change our thinking, to be more intentional in moving past being self-employed to having a business. You know, Next Step Financial Partners, when I first started it, we operated as a seasonal tax firm. But my goal was always to be full-time. Within my own business to operate a year-round tax firm. And of course, we've added bookkeeping and accounting services. So again, the very name Next Step Financial Partners was never meant to be a self-employment venture. It was meant to be a business, a firm. And so although we started out with humble beginnings and we are progressing to the greater vision that God has given me for this business, I want each and every one of you to move past the thinking of being self-employed to having your own business. And so that is a tax tip, whether you believe it or not. And so that brings me into the first thing of consideration is your business entity. You definitely want to speak with somebody because one size doesn't fit all. But I would say if you're in a position where you are supporting your family, with your through self-employment, through your business, then it may be time to really look at the possibility of changing your entity for tax saving benefits. Again, I don't know where you are. If you're a single member LLC, a disregarded entity, if you haven't taken or applied for the S-Corp election, that's definitely a step to consider. And as you grow even bigger, you want to consider possibly becoming a C-Corp because even though a C-Corp has double taxation, as a C-Corp, you have the ability to decide when to distribute dividends, which would be that double taxation thing. And so a C-Corp is taxed on the corporate level where all other entities are pass-through entities, which means so the profits pass through to the owner on the personal tax return ultimately. And so again, consider your business entity. Next thing is substantiate. If you want to maximize your tax planning, or maximize your, or reduce to pay the least amount in taxes possible, that doesn't happen at the end of the year. It happens throughout the year. And the biggest thing is, again, substantiating your deductions, the expenses that your business pays. You want to be able to substantiate it with good record keeping. And so having receipts, having a system in place to digitize receipts, even like with the business and business meal expense, it's not just a matter of you paying for food. You want to get that receipt. You want to write down who you had lunch with or dinner with. If it's a business dinner, business lunch, write down who and what you talked about as well. And this is documentation. This is record keeping. One, it helps your tax preparer, your accountant, your CPA know when they do your taxes, how to categorize meal. And it's a lot better to not take a deduction if you don't have the documentation for it than to take a deduction and then you possibly get audited and you can't substantiate it. And then there's taxes and penalties tacked on to that. So I know a lot of people probably think, you know, I'll never get audited. I'll never have to. You never know. You never know. And it's better to be prepared from the beginning than have to chase the rabbit's tail at the end. Lastly, get serious and get organized. Again, being self-employed, you own a job, being a business, you own an actual operation. And if you want to move from being self-employed to being considered a business owner, you have to get serious. You have to get organized. You have to run your operation like a business, even if you're the only one there. Run it like a business. And so this is the way that you, again, begin to take advantage of the tax system as is. Even when changes come about, you're in a position to analyze how those changes are going to affect you. But it again begins with your bookkeeping. So I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're dealing with as a business owner. But maybe it's time to have that conversation. I invite you to book a free 15-minute tax strategy session with myself, Brother Juan, here at Next Step Financial Partners. We can discuss your particular situation, let you know how we can help you navigate the tax system to pay the least amount in taxes. If you're self-employed, if you're in business for yourself, I'm sorry, but you're going to pay taxes. But we want to see that you pay the least amount in taxes. And so if you come to us ahead of time, we can help you navigate. If you come after the fact, then we can only research within your business things that you may have missed, or hopefully things that you can substantiate that you haven't even considered. And then moving forward, we can be proactive rather than reactive. And so I look forward to hearing from you, look forward to seeing how we can, again, work together and partner together and, again, help you navigate and take advantage of the tax system that we have. So if you're watching this video later, feel free to ask questions in the comments section. If you have comments, feel free to make comments. I definitely look at those. I definitely will reply. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Tax Talk with Brother Juan. And again, we're trying to help you navigate your biz to be more profitable. Until next time, y'all have a great day.